It's good to be here once again. I truly do appreciate each and every one of you that's come this way on a Sunday night. It's getting more scarce and scarce, I guess, as time goes on. In this day and time that we live in, people will come on a Sunday morning just to, I guess, say they went to church that week, and then you don't see them again until the next Sunday morning. So I appreciate each and every one of you that's come this way. I appreciate the day that the Lord has given us and what we've been made to feel. It's been a good day in the Lord. It truly has. I desire your prayers here tonight. I didn't come this way, I guess, to get on you by no means, but I got a thought, and that's all I got. It's what's closest to my heart. And I'm just going to have to trust the Lord. I truly am. I woke up this morning, and I guess it's second Sunday there at Stoner's, and I got to thinking, I guess, maybe within myself that, maybe we might just have a night to rest. And then as soon as I thought that thought, I had another one come by my way that just told me not to get too comfortable. And not long after that, Randy texted me and asked me to come this way. And I just appreciate the Lord. I truly do. I'm thankful. I was just sitting there thinking, there's a lot of men that a lot of the young preachers and all those that we're, I guess, acquainted with there at Stoner's that are out preaching tonight. It just did my heart good. You know, I was sitting there thinking, I thought, well, maybe some of them might be here, whatever. But then it seemed like we started finding out slowly but surely on the way down here that one was going this way and one was going that way. And it blessed my heart maybe a whole lot more than if they'd been here with me, because there's a work to be done. And I'm thankful for that the Lord is still using us. I truly am thankful for that. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I just kind of thought, I don't know. The Lord come by this morning to give us some scripture. And I'm thankful for what he's given us. I truly am. And I'm just going to mind the Lord. I'm going to wait upon the Lord tonight. I truly am. I don't want to get ahead of him. And I don't want to get within myself. I truly don't. And I'm thankful for what the Lord has given us. But if you got your Bibles with you, we just desire your prayers here tonight. We're going to read in, I guess, maybe three different places, if you'll just bear with us and just try to let the Lord help us. And we'll just do the best that we can for him here tonight. That's all we can do. And that, I believe that'll be enough. And then we'll just let the Lord work out the rest of it. But I'm going to read, I guess, maybe in the 14th chapter of Matthew is the first place I'm going to read. And then I'm going to flip over, and I believe we're going to read in the 13th chapter of the book of Luke, and then in the 18th chapter of the book of Luke. In the book of John, I'm sorry, 13 John, John, St. John 13 and St. John 18. And then I guess in the 14th chapter of the book of Matthew, if the Lord be all help here tonight. But we're going to start reading about the 25th verse. It's very familiar scripture, and but this is what the Lord has given us, and I'm thankful for what we've got. But the Bible says, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." But Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked out on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And in the, if you'll turn with us over into the book, I guess, of St. John in the 13th chapter, we're just going to trust the Lord, I guess, here tonight. And that, if we can just maybe find our place, I'm thankful for that the Lord has, I guess, done for us. But I guess if we maybe can find our place, maybe in about maybe the 36th verse, it says, "Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. And Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. And Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice." And that, and maybe the 18th chapter, we're just going to read a few more verses in that. not really a good place to pick up right in the middle, but I guess maybe you can see where I'm going with this and that. But we're just going to start maybe the 14th verse. It says, "Now Cephas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without, then went out with that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. And the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? And Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? And now Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas, the high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, Art thou not one of the disciples? And he denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, saith, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. And that's as far as we're going to read. I guess maybe if the Lord would just come by our way and just help us maybe get the thought that we have out. And I, by no means, I guess, have come this way to try to sound contradictory or to sound prideful or boastful or anything like that. And if the Lord will help me get this thought out, maybe the way that he showed it to me, that it'll be a help and a blessing unto you here tonight. But I'm thankful for what the Lord has given us and the way that he shows us things. And I'm just thankful that he comes by and gives us what we stand in need of. But I was sitting there, I guess, maybe the other day, and Brother Bryce there at church preached a message on Peter and that of how he was walking on the water. But I guess maybe I thought about it in a different way, you know, when I just began to think about, you know, everybody always says that about how the Lord saved him the minute that he took his eyes off of him. And everybody always says that maybe Peter was the only one that had enough faith to step out on the water. But, you know, I just began to think, I guess, maybe within my natural mind, and I wasn't where Peter stood, maybe, so I can't give an account for how Peter should have acted or what Peter should have done. But could you just imagine stepping out onto the water and that? Peter was walking on the water with Jesus and still somehow found a way to take his eyes off the Lord and to get into a place where he was in trouble. He was literally walking on the water with Jesus. Could you just imagine that? And that somebody that is that close to the Lord and that is doing such a wonderful thing, I guess, and a miracle happening right before your eyes that you're taking part of, and you still take your eyes off the Lord. And I can't speak for what it was like because I wasn't there, but it says that the waters and the waves and the winds were boisterous, and that I know it must have been fearful, but he stepped off the boat onto the water and was walking on the water with Jesus. And that, you know, in that moment, he was probably as close to the Lord as he's ever been in his life, you know. But I was just sitting there thinking, even after everything that they had been through, even everything that the Lord had done, the stuff that they had done together, and that Peter still took his eyes off the Lord. And I think a lot of times in this life, we like to say and we like to just act that we're so close to the Lord, and we would never do that. But Peter was literally standing on top of the water with Jesus and still took his eyes off the Lord. Folks, we have to live in this flesh, and we have to fight the battles and the things of this flesh, no matter how close we are to the Lord, no matter what the Lord's doing for us. It'll do us some good to keep our eyes and our heart upon the Lord. But I guess maybe if we had a thought upon our heart, and if we could get it out, maybe the way that the Lord has showed us, I don't know, I guess, you know, when I was in high school, I guess my sophomore year, our wrestling team made it to the state duels, and we hadn't been there in a long time. It was certainly the first time in a long time that we had been. And that anybody that was on the team, I guess it was the first time that we had been. And I remember very vividly when we walked into that. It was a big arena when we got down there, and we had to get a hotel room and we stayed and that. And we were all just excited to be there. But I remember before we walked through the doors, we all stopped. And the coach turned and he said to us, all right, boys, all right, men, let's act like we've been here before. And I guess maybe that's the thought that's upon our heart. And I don't mean to sound contradictory to you here tonight. I don't mean to sound like I'm ever going to say that we need to get upon ahead of the Lord. We ever need to act like we know more than the Lord. But maybe the Lord will let me get this thought out, I guess, the way that he's laid it upon our heart. But I have not been able to stop thinking about here lately. Let's about acting like we've been there before. You hear it all the time in sports and this and that and that. They say, let's act like we've been there before. Let's try to have some composure. Let's try to act like we know what we're doing. Let's try to act like we've been in these situations before and keep our composure. But I just began to think about that and all that Peter had done in that before with the Lord. When he got in the moment there with the Lord, I guess maybe the thought that I had was, hey, let's act like we've been here before in that. But he still got his eyes upon the Lord and he started to sink. But I'm thankful the Lord loved him enough to save him in that moment. But you know, I just began to think about in our lives that we live with the Lord in that. Let's act like we've been there before. I began to think about all the times in our natural lives that we've been in situations in that the Lord has opened up a door for us to be able to witness to somebody or to be a help to somebody in that. And it seems like every time we just want to lay an egg because we get scared and we don't know what to say. But you know what? I began to think about how I've been pondering this idea of let's act like we've been there before. You know, in each and every situation that we find ourselves in life and that all the situations the Lord puts us in, the times that we get in a situation where we don't know what we're going to do. You know, we can still act like we've been there before in the times in our life when we have no idea what's going to happen next. We don't even know what's going on around us. But I'm thankful that if you trust the Lord to keep your heart and your eyes on the Lord, no matter what situation you find yourself in this life, you can act like you've been there before. And I'm thankful that if you trust the Lord and have enough faith in the Lord, that no matter what happens, I'm thankful that He can give you what you stand in need of to make it through whatever situation you find yourself in this life. And I'm thankful for that. I don't care what it might be. The Lord can help you act like you've been there before. I'm thankful. I don't think that, and I don't by no means mean that we ever need to get prideful or boastful within ourselves, but I'm thankful that we can find ourselves, no matter where we're at, in a position that we can trust the Lord to work it out for us. And Peter might have got his eyes off the Lord, but the Lord, as soon as he turned his eyes back to the Lord and cried out for him, he helped him. But I just began to think about, as he goes on, even the Lord let him walk on the water with him in that, and he still denied him three times in that. Peter knew what it was like to be, I guess, an apostle there with the Lord. Peter knew what it was like and all the things the Lord can do. And Peter knew exactly what the Lord was there to do, his purpose, and what the Lord was on this earth to do. And he still drew his sword and smote the ear off the man. Peter knew that wasn't what he was supposed to do. I guess that maybe he tried to cover it up in that of how he cared about the Lord. But Peter knew what the Lord was all about. Peter knew what the Lord was here to do. Peter knew good and well, I guess, where his loyalties and his allegiance, I guess, should have lied. But he still denied the Lord three times, folks. And we like to say, oh, Lord, I never would have done that, folks. But put yourself in his shoes and see if we wouldn't have made the same decisions that Peter made. But I'm thankful that the Lord has given me enough about me to know that I can't handle anything in this life, but that I can be a blessing and a help to somebody if I'll trust the Lord and let the Lord guide my path and let the Lord guide my ship. But, you know, I began to think, I was just thinking about preaching, you know, and that I've been doing this long enough that I don't claim to know anything. I don't, but I'm thankful that if anybody's ever going to have enough confidence in me, and I appreciate your pastor having enough confidence in me to put me behind the book board, but if anybody's ever going to keep having confidence in me, there needs to be some growth and people need to see some growth in us. And that I began to think about how every time I used to get behind the book board, and you hear it a lot in young preachers, and I know it's a fearful thing. I'm still fearful every time I get behind this book board, but it does the church some good to see a man get up and not spend 15 minutes telling us about how scared and nervous he is and that. Let's act like we've been here before, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, and I'm thankful for that. I don't mean that I got this thing figured out, but I want to get up here and let the church know that I'm trying my best to grow. I'm trying my best to trust the Lord. I want to let you know that you can have enough confidence in me to know that I'm going to wait upon the Lord and only do and say what the Lord had me to do and say. And I think you all know what I'm talking about. It makes a difference when somebody acts like they've been there before and that somebody has enough trust in the Lord to get up here and to do things the way they're supposed to be done. I'm thankful for that. I truly am. Because people can sense it all over us, I guess, when you get up here and you try to make an excuse about how nervous you are and this and that, to set yourself up that if you can't get where you need to be, then it'll be okay that you just got up and just, I guess, maybe preached what the Lord didn't want you to preach, or I guess maybe you didn't get as far as you could have got if you'd have trusted the Lord. We always handicap ourselves, I guess, in this life. We try to make an excuse because we want to set the bar low so that we don't fail in this life. But if we'd ever just trust the Lord, I'm thankful the Lord let us go just as far as we want to go. I'm thankful for that. It's easy to get up here. It's a fearful thing to get over into the hands of the Lord. And I'm thankful there's been times behind the book board that I've been scared to get there. And maybe I've given myself a way out and an excuse to say I need to cut it off for this or that and the other. But the truth is, if I don't get up here and do and say everything exactly the way the Lord would have me to say it, then somebody might miss out on my account. And I surely never want that to be the case. I'm thankful. You know, I've just been thinking about, I guess, maybe this thought about acting like you've been there before. I guess, you know, and I couldn't help but think about Job and that. Job surely hadn't been to the situation where he lost everything he had, and that he was in a position where he didn't have anything left, and everything had been taken from him, but he was still able to act like he had been there before. He kept his integrity because he had faith and he trusted in the Lord, and I'm thankful for that. The Lord can get us through anything in this life if we'd ever just trust him. And you know what the good thing is? Even if we don't, naturally speaking, in this life, that I've been born again and saved by the blood of Jesus, and that I'm already delivered. I've already won the fight. Whether I win it on this side or not, I'm thankful that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I don't have to worry about whatever might happen to me in this life. You know, we try to put everything that happens to us in this life, all the financial troubles and all this and that, and we try to act like everything's so bad and so doom and gloom. But folks, we don't have to die and go to hell if you know the Lord. And folks, that's something we can shout about, something that we shouldn't let this troubles and cares of this world get us down. I'm thankful for that. I truly am. And I want to be to the place that I always can say and can act like I've been here before. I'm thankful for that. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. I don't mean to confuse anybody or try to say anything that I know more than the Lord. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I'm thankful that when we trust the Lord can guide us through the hardest situations in our life. I thought about Moses and that he wasn't of eloquent speech, I guess, and the Lord made a way for him. The Lord made a way for him to do everything that he needed to do to lead the people out, and I'm thankful for that. He surely had never been in that situation before. He was running for his life and scared and worried about what he had done and this and that. I could just imagine being in Moses' shoes, the Lord wanting to use him for something such as great as what the Lord was fixing to use him for, and being scared to death. But I'm thankful that if we trust the Lord, even in those moments when we don't know what's next, we can still act like we've been there before. And we can still act like, I guess maybe we can trust the Lord. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. I couldn't help but think about, I guess, probably my most favorite scripture. I've got probably two favorite scriptures in the Bible, and that one's in Esther and one's in Isaiah. And I'm thankful, probably my most favorite scripture in the Bible is in the sixth chapter of the book of Isaiah, and that when he's having the vision, I guess, there of the angels and that. And he says, "Here I am, send me." And I'm thankful for that. He was scared to death, seeing something that I guess maybe he couldn't even explain, couldn't even comprehend what he was seeing and that, and the fear that must have been going through him. But he said, "Here I am, Lord, send me." And I'm thankful that we all need to get to the point where we have a boldness about us that, "Here I am, Lord, send me." And I'm thankful. I couldn't help but think, I said it this morning, but I guess I was just been thinking about, I guess, the boy that preached there, the man that preached there at Stoner's this morning, was my old wrestling partner in high school. And I was just sitting there thinking, we used to have something, and I said this morning testifying, but we used to have something in high school in wrestling practice. We call it red flag days, and they turn the thermostat in that wrestling room as high as it would possibly go. They take a bag of ice and they tape it over the thermostat where it wouldn't shut off, and they'd get it as hot as they possibly could in there, and it would be absolutely miserable for a couple of hours. But you know what? He got us to the point where if we could endure that trial, if we could endure the heat, if we could endure how hard it was, how much easier it'd be on us when we weren't, I guess, in that heat and in that moment. You know, I began to think about and how we want to come in the church house every Sunday. We want to have some cookie cutter easy and nice message preached unto us. We want to get out the back doors and go home. And we want to feel good. But folks, I'm thankful if we would all get to the point to where we would desire to have the Lord turn the heat on us each and every Sunday, each every time we come through the doors of this church, it'd be amazing how much the Lord would let us grow. And when we get out to a lost and dying world, we wouldn't have to stand there with a confused look like a deer in the headlights on our face, wondering, how am I going to tell this lost person what the Lord's done for me? How am I going to tell them about some scripture that I've read in the Bible that's exactly applicable to what they're going through? How am I going to do this and do that? If we'd ever just be willing to let the Lord work on us and to put us through some heat for a little while that we might be able to grow, it'd be amazing how much easier and how much more willing we would be able to find it within our heart to help this lost and dying world. I'm thankful for that. The Lord didn't call us to come in here and be saints inside these four walls of this church. The Lord called us to go out to a lost and dying world within our families and within our friends and with the strangers that we don't even know, with the drug addicts on the side of the street that need the Lord preached unto them, with the people that have nothing in this life that have given up hope, when it's awkward to talk to them, when you're scared to even go up to them and you don't know what you're going to do or say. The Lord has called us to spread the gospel, no matter what the person on the other end of it looks like. And I think a lot of times we get caught up and we want to get those that are in the church house saved, and then we just want to go on and say, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, praise Jesus. But it ain't over there. There's an entire lost and dying world that's out the side of the walls of this church. And that's what the Lord has truly called us to do, is to be able to witness to them and to spread the gospel to them. I'm thankful for that. I never in a million years, I say this all the time, but I mean it truly, thought that the Lord would have called me to preach, because I said, Lord, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about the Bible. I don't know anything. When we went and talked to Randy about asking him to marry us, he spent 30 minutes trying to let him know, to let me know where I was at with the Lord and that I needed the Lord, and I thank you for it. I've always respected him for it because I needed it, and I'm thankful for that. The man used an opportunity to witness to me, and it helped me in my life to get me to where I needed to be to receive salvation. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about being willing to be bold when the conversation is awkward or when you're scared to say what you need to say or do what you need to do. I'm thankful for that. How are people that don't go to church ever going to know what's right and wrong and going to know about the Lord if we don't tell them? If they're not willing to find it for themselves, I'm thankful there was a time in my life that I wasn't willing to find it for myself. But there were those around me that were willing to show me, and they got me to where I needed to be. I'm thankful for that. I was thinking about Samson there and that. What all the Lord let him do and how mighty of a man he was and the strength that he had and that. And he got to a point where he just laid an egg, I guess, if you'd have it. He acted like he had never done anything for the Lord, I guess. He got to a point where he let the flesh get involved and let the lust get involved. And he quite literally, I guess, just laid an egg, and it cost him his life. But I'm thankful the Lord loved him enough to let him have the strength back one more time and to do a good deed for him. But I'm thankful he squandered what all else he could have done. He squandered every bit of it because of the lust of the flesh. But I'm thankful that if we would keep our eyes on the Lord, we can act like we've been there before. We truly can. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. I've worried about this all day because I didn't want to come up here and let you get the wrong impression of what I'm trying to say. I'm nothing, and I don't know anything, and I can't preach. I can't do anything without the Lord's help and without trusting the Lord. I'm thankful for what the Lord has done for me in my life. I truly am. But if we would ever just be willing to trust the Lord, we just think about how we would have never done what Peter done if we'd have been in his shoes. But put yourself in his shoes. We'd have done the same exact thing. I guess everybody talks about all the time about our jobs. We ain't nothing but a number. They ain't nobody worried about nothing but themselves. And that's the truth about the world that we're living in. But you know what? The Lord didn't call us to live with that kind of mentality. The Lord didn't call us to be that way. I don't care how the world treats you, what the world does to you, we still need to have the love of God in our heart. And that's the only way any of it's ever going to work. That's the only way you're going to be able to be bold to those that are around you, because you got to speak it to them in love. Because if it comes from the ill intent of your heart, just trying to get a point across, it ain't going to do no good. It's only going to turn them away from the Lord. But I'm thankful that when the Lord saved my soul, that he put something down inside of me that I didn't fully understand, and I still hadn't fully grasped all that the Lord has got for me in my life. But I'm thankful that the more that I trust him and the more that I seek him and desire him, I get a little bit more and a little bit more each and every day. And I'm thankful for that. I truly am. We think that just because we get saved, it's time just to sit on the pew and sit in the same spot for the next 40, 50, 60, 70 years, whatever, however old you might be when you get saved. But folks, there's a work to be done. There's always something to be done. And if we would desire just to move a little closer to the Lord, I'm thankful. The Lord will give us something to do. He'll give you a work to do, and it's a fearful thing to do, to have the Lord put a calling upon your life or a work for you to do for Him. But I'm thankful there is nothing in this world that can bring you as much joy as serving the Lord. That's the only way you're ever going to find joy in this life. I'm thankful that there was an entire generation of people under the law that did everything they could to try to find joy, I guess, in that. But I'm thankful that the Lord come by, put an end to the law, and brought in the new day, the day of grace, and brought in the day of joy that we're living in this day and time. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I'm not waiting till out yonder somewhere to enjoy what the Lord has done for me in my life. I'm thankful that He took up abode in my heart and that I'm living with Him, I guess, maybe. I'm thankful for that. I truly am. I'm not waiting to move in it somewhere one day when this thing ends. I'm thankful that I can enjoy it now. And if you haven't had that experience with the Lord, I challenge you to just desire to get a little bit closer with the Lord. Just move a little bit forward and just try it and see. If you don't have an experience that you can't even explain to anybody else, it's just for you and the Lord. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the times. They don't happen all the time. But when they come by and the Lord lets me have an experience with them, it's like nothing else this world has to offer. And I'm thankful for that. I truly am. I'm thankful that the Lord saw fit to save an old wretched person like I was. I did a lot of things I wasn't proud of, and I've still done things that I'm not proud of, but I'm thankful that the Lord loved me enough to save my soul, to offer me an opportunity to be saved. I'm thankful for that. I truly am, and I owe everything to Him. I owe my entire life to Him. I don't have nothing in this life if it wasn't for the Lord. So it would do me some good just to trust Him that He knows what's best for us in our life. We think we got everything figured out. We think we know more than the Lord, and we think that we're going to get ahead of Him. But folks, the Lord's got it all figured out. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen the day after that or the day after that. And I could go on to the end of my life, and the Lord knows everything that's going to happen already. So why would I not trust Him just to work it out? I don't have a clue what's coming to me tomorrow. I don't have a clue what's coming to me when I walk out the doors of this church. But I'm thankful the Lord does. He does. And I'm thankful. You know what? I don't understand, I guess, and I'm talking to myself too, how we can believe all these things and believe that the Lord saved our soul, but yet not believe that the Lord has everything under control when it comes to trusting Him. I just don't understand it, but I guess maybe that's the flesh that we have to deal with in this life. We think we know everything. The Lord's already got it all figured out. He already knows what's going to happen, so let's stop worrying about it. It's going to happen one way or another. All we're going to do is worry about it and cause ourselves more stress and sorrow, worrying about it and trying to figure it out. Let's just trust the Lord from the get-go. The Lord's already got it all worked out. I truly mean this from the bottom of my heart. I did not come this way to get on you tonight. I truly didn't. But I'm thankful for what the Lord has given us. I'm thankful that the Lord has given us a message to preach. And there's always a message to go out. We just got to be willing to search for it. Let the Lord show it to us. Let the Lord give it to us. And then trust that the Lord will send it where it's supposed to go. I'm thankful for that. I believe that I've done what's been required of me here tonight. And I'm thankful if there's somebody here tonight that the Lord is requiring something of you. I just pray that you might ever be willing to find it within your heart just to trust Him enough that you might be able to work it out with Him. I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be here tonight. I truly am. This church means the world to me. It truly does. I'm thankful. I truly am. When I announced my preacher calling, I preached for Tracy because that's where we were going. And the very first church I preached out at was here. I always have a special place in my heart. But I'm thankful for the spirit and the liberty that you can feel here. It's not everywhere you can feel it. And I guess maybe that's why you get so nervous to go somewhere and get on to a bunch of people that you know love the Lord and you know that are trusting the Lord. But nonetheless, it's what I had on my heart, and I'm thankful for it. Wouldn't take nothing for it. Just for another opportunity to stand and preach the gospel. It's what the Lord's called me to do, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that when you can come to terms with what the Lord has called you to do in your life. And I believe that the Lord don't send these messages by for no reason. I truly don't. The Lord's got to work for all of us. And I believe that there's somebody here that might know what that work is, but is hiding from it. Or there's somebody here that the Lord has talked to your heart, spoke to your heart, and let you know where you're at. That might need to make a move or might need to make a change or might just need to move a few benches closer, I guess. I don't know what it might be. But I'm thankful the Lord don't send a message like this for no reason. And it don't go out void. It truly don't. And there was a time when that message was for me. And I'm thankful that I heeded it. I truly am. And I'm thankful that the Lord is still sending messages by His people. It ain't always the cookie cutter feel good messages that we need. And we'd be a lot better off if we would desire the messages to speak to us and let us know where we're wrong and where we can improve. We truly would. And I'm going to try my best, I guess, maybe in my Christian walk to get to the point that I always desire that. I truly am. And I truly desire that, I guess. But it's been good to be here tonight. I won't tarry any longer. I truly don't want to put myself in it, but I'm thankful for another opportunity to stand for the Lord. If you want to get a verse of a song, close out however you see fit. That's as far as I feel like going.